Good morning, family. Good morning. Oh, come on now. It's me. Good morning, family. Good morning. There you go. Okay. Father alone. You know, I can remember my daddy said, it ain't for you to know everything. You know, it ain't for you to know. Sometimes you're going to learn about in the by and by. You know, you ain't going to do right anyhow. He put that part in there to it. If you knew. But anyway, it's good to be here. Good to be back. I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, I'm going to tell you, the older I get, the more I realize that it's all been all pure grace and mercy. The older I get, I realize for some reason, God saw fit to keep me here. The more I realize that my place, my position was not important. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. I want to say thank God, our Father, Jesus, His Son for our salvation, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, here with us. Thank the leadership of the church. That's important. And as we go through with my message today, you'll understand a little bit more why we direct the leadership and why we're doing the teaching the way we teach. I the gospel. Church family. Family. We're going to talk about that. And my wife and children. I put them last, but that's my support, my backbone, my foundation. You know, you go down if you ain't got a foundation. Thank God for it. The inspiration for my lesson today come to me as, you know, anybody or everybody have probably got some idea about what's going on in this world. You know, it's hard to miss it. But you'll find out why I chose it and why I picked it like that. And the reason why I do that is that I want you to know that I try my very best. I appreciate Curtis mentoring me. I really do. Now, I said it like that because I'm older than Curtis. You know, I don't know. It's hard to listen to somebody younger than you know. But he's right. He got good stuff. He's good stuff. And that's where we have to learn and go with what's right. Got to go with what's going on. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. I think it's great for not just me, but for everybody and for my boys. See, one of the problems I think goes on in this world is that we teach our kids a solo guidance of parents. Let me explain that to you. We teach them that if it ain't nothing they said, it ain't right. That's wrong. Right is right in and of itself. In and of itself, regardless who said it. That's why you'll hear me say, I know y'all ready for me to get down, but I like prepping you, getting the stage ready for me. You know what I'm saying? So I think I should be able to, and I will, if something come up. I tell my family, whatever, go to anybody's house in here and they're going to take care of you just like I would. Not just lip service. I mean that now. I mean that. If I send my child to somebody's house, I expect him, you're going to hear him, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. That's what he's going to do. It's out of the way I raised him. That's what that's from. Keep that thought in mind. Okay. My supporting scripture lessons will come from, I got two. It's going to come from Genesis 18, verse 19. That's Old Testament, and the New Testament will be 1 Timothy 3 and chapter 1 Timothy 3, verse 4. But let's go to Genesis first. When you have it, say amen. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do the justice and judgment. That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Okay. That's what I like there. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the church? My title this morning, you guessed it, family. That's what it is, family. I did some research, and what I found out, listen to me. Now, I'm slow. I'm from Willard. I'm from Willard, North Carolina. That's 37 miles northwest of Wilmington. Whatever you do, keep your car under the speed limit or you'll miss it. You understand? It's important that you stay with the sign and follow the sign. Just follow the sign. Don't tell me about the interstate. Follow the sign. Okay. With that, listen to me now. I found out that the oldest institution known to man is family, the union of a husband and wife. The very first institution created and given to man by God is family. How many? Yeah, it wasn't just me and Will. I didn't know that. I did not know that. And the reason why that's important, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because, listen to me now, my background, you see things happening now that are scary. You see things happening now that just, you can't make no sense out of it. And I ain't no Einstein, but I know this or what's going on is not right. It's not right. So, with that, I want to speak a little while about family this morning. Before I get started, the meat of the sermon, I think it's important to know why that we're talking about family and why it's important. So many times in this world, you see things that come about, things that happen that you just can't explain. So many times in this world, I look at it and say, I would have never done that. There are so many things that goes on. There's so much happening in this world. You sometimes can't help but feeling distressed, down, and look at it and say, man, that's another bad deal, whatever going on. You know, and I look at that, and I say, listen to me now. As a Christian, you say this world is headed for destruction. Listen to me. And if you are in your right mind, you don't even have to be a Christian, you can say, this is bad. This is bad. You look at life, and especially what's going on, you say, well, Grady, what are you talking about? Little do you know, some of you might already know, in Little Monroe, North Carolina, news yesterday said 5:30, somebody was shot down right there in front of a Tractor Supply over there by McDonald's. Shot down. Multiple. Shot down. Say they know it was an intentional shooting. Shot down. And nobody would talk. They said people's out there. Nobody would talk. My point about that is that even that bad thing hits you right there. The situation can get so rough, so bad, and you look at it and you start to question why are things like that? And if you are the head of a household and are trying to live a Christian life, you realize that every day you're in the fight of your life for morality and salvation. Every day. Every day you're in the fight. You can't hide from it. It's out here. You can look on, you turn on the TV, you turn whatever it is, you see them rushing into stores and just robbing and walk out. Man, they done got bold now. They'll go in there now and pick the stuff up in the shopping cart, and I'm watching the man walk right out there with him, and he don't tell. And they load it in the car. The man try to pull the cart back. He snatched the cart from him. Keep putting it in the car. And we sit here and look at it. And I've heard some of the young folk, younger than me, I can say that. I mean, say, things are bad. They're not trying to say things are bad. I even hear some of them say, I don't want to have no family. I don't want no children. Bring them up in something like this. And what's going on? Well, listen to me. Don't get mad, because in my resolution, as I went through and studied, I put some time into this. I'm trying to figure out, you know, how it get so bad like this, knowing when I come up, how did we avoid all this? I put some serious time into it. God is something else. God is amazing. And what I kept coming up with, don't get mad with me. Now, let me say this. First off, it's going to get rough in here. Listen to me. I'm going to let you know now. If you jump on me, my two boys are here with me today. You know, I just want you to know they're here with me today. They're with me. They're ready. Just joking. It's a lesson for all of us, something we need to learn. Listen to me. If we are to serve God, if we are to worship God, it's impossible for you to worship God and not be obedient to the gospel. That's why I'm bringing this to you. That's why I'm bringing it just like this. Please pay attention to me. Okay, so family, you asked somebody else, do they see what you see, and why is it like that? You know what they tell me? Tick tock. Yeah. I thought they were talking about the clock. One day. I did. I really, that's how slow I am. I did. Tick tock. They said, TV. Huh? They said drugs. And they said social media got them like that. Now, again, I'm slow. I'm from Willow. Listen to me. I want you to hear me good now. Listen to me, family. Everything that you see people doing and getting into, it have nothing to do with TikTok. Listen to me. You can blame some people. I used to blame my brothers on some stuff. You know, I tell that. Some of the stuff that's going on in this world, in this country, has zero to do with drugs. Some of the dirt, the crime, some of this stuff has nothing at all to do with social media. Some of it, not all, now don't throw at me, not all, some of it has to do with how we raised our children up. Anybody throw it down? I didn't see no hand up. Some of it, maybe I'll stand up. Some of it got to do with how you're raising your family. In order to fix the problem, we got to know what the problem is. Listen to me. TikTok. Now, some things is crazy. Somebody challenged you to hold a gallon of gas in a brown paper bag. If you do that, you probably shouldn't let that child outside anyhow. You hear me? He shouldn't be out. Don't do that. Huh? But the stealing, the killing, the shooting, to want to see somebody hurt up and to rob like that has nothing to do with TikTok. We got to understand that. Listen to me now. Some of them, not all of it, but there's a lot of it has nothing to do with the crack cocaine. They're doing some stuff. They robbing and some of them getting high and dying, but that ain't counting for all of it. That ain't count for all of it, because listen to me. Listen to me. Hear what you're going to find out. Listen to me. I don't want to jump back. I want to go back. I want to go back to my beginning sermon. My sermon is titled Family. Family. Family is the first institution for man created by God, marriage. One man, one woman will come together, looks to the Lord for the blessing of a child, thereby recognized as a family. Huh? That's the first one ever known institution to man. Not Duke University, not microphysics or whatever institution that teaches these big things. The first institution to man. And because God created this, God knows that this is the essence, the very survival of his word and his planet, his whole earth here. This is it. This is how you to replenish. This is how you to live. This is it. So God gives the directive on how a family is to operate. I got some bad news for you. Getting to be 18 don't make you a responsible adult. Able to create and have children don't make you a responsible adult. High-paid job, bringing home the bacon, throwing it in the pan, don't make you a responsible adult. It don't make you and her, if none of you are following God, a family of Christian origin. Is that not heaven? Not, look, yes or no? You all right, you done got quiet on me. Listen to me. God gives plainly what the requirements for him is. Matthew say, so then they are no longer two, but are one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. You're going to hear me because I'm going through some stuff on how you got the responsibility of raising that family right. I got to get you to that first, because I know you felt like when you left, I was 18. That mom don't tell me what to do. I'm grown. On contrary, corn frizz. You've been fooled. You've been had. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. God also gives the family or the Christian family guidance on how to operate as a Christian family. Listen to me now. I'll go ahead and let you in on one secret to start with. That never stops. Because I've said this before. He grown now. That's wrong. He is. He's grown. But if you know right and he's doing wrong, you're wrong for not saying nothing. Y'all, I know you're mad with me. Thanks for not throwing at me, though. Caleb's getting ready. Thanks for not. Listen to me. If he's grown and he's doing wrong and you see it, you're still responsible if you don't say nothing. Raising a family. That's why the church is a family. We see our moral and Christian values the same. Now, you might like red socks and he might like blue socks. That ain't got nothing to do with your soul going to hell. Get your red socks. Take them on to hell with you. But how we look at raising the family, what I'm supposed to do as far as that Christian leader, as the head of that household, is the exact same as you. And it never stops. Let me go through with this. I read for you the first passage was 18, Genesis 18 and 19. I know him that he will command his children, and his household after him, and they shall keep, what's that word? Keep the way of the Lord. Oh my God. I'm 18. I ain't keeping nothing. I'm getting out of here. That ain't what it said. That ain't what it said. I ain't saying keep him in the house. But you, what we're doing, what we're supposed to do, is our part. Oh, come on. I'm going to come on down here. The second one was he must listen. And you can tell this is rock solid from the beginning all the way down. Here in the New Testament, when it comes to leading the church, God put the same thing back out here for what you got to do. Sporty. No. How can you manage the church? You can't handle what's going on over there in the house. I used to have a saying with my soldiers when I was teaching them. And if they had a little problem going on in the situation that they wasn't learning the actual exercise, I said, now listen, especially in electronics, they was troubleshooting how to fix the engine in the main battle tank. And I would tell them, I said, you got to understand, that's a one-way diode. It'll allow current to go one way. You got to remember that now because it's going to be a problem down the road. They forget it. They get on the other side. You know what I tell them? That lizard going to turn into an alligator on you and eat you up. Because over there on that side, it's a time exercise. And lo and behold, that's what happens. All it was a doubt. That was the problem over there. You ought to see them panicking and sweating. Now they're running around. They're getting ready to float. You're getting ready to float. Ain't nothing like a face when it's in distress. You hear me? Nothing like it. Sweating, popping it off. I look over there, turn and go the other way. Can't do nothing for you now. Make sure your life don't get like that. The reason why I bring that up to you and bring this in is that we have an obligation to our children, to our family, to the world, to God, to hold on to God's guidance. It don't just apply while he's five at the house. It don't just apply until you drop him off at the daycare. It don't just apply till he gets to prom and come back. You say, Granny, wait a minute. You're throwing some stuff at me. Listen to me. Psalms 127:3 says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Matthew 19:14 said, Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them from the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And Ephesians, I'm telling you why I'm telling you all this. Ephesians, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. But, by the way, do not provoke your children to anger by the way that you treat them. Rather, bring them up with discipline and instructions that come from the Lord. Not your boss man, not what the neighbor says you're doing to hers, not what the whatever said. If you're doing this, don't get me wrong. If you're doing this, chances are, he got a good chance that he won't be that next murder massacre person that you got out there. He won't be that nurse. He won't be that next person that break into the mall and rob and shoot up everybody. He won't be that next person that sits there and say, I like to see people suffer and kill them. Now, we sit here and we look at this and sit downstream. Listen to me now. Every time I deployed for war, I left this country and went to another. Out of all the places they thought were bad, I never went to one where they had a mass killing for children. The children went in there and shot the school up. That's only here. I never went to one where the parent gave the kid a pistol and told him he'll like that and sent him to school. And the child shoots it up. I'm saying that because we got problems here. And the first step in solving our problem is, are we doing our part? Our part. God holds us accountable. Listen to me. God holds us accountable. 1 Timothy 5 and 8. But if any man provide not for his own, especially for those of his own household, he hath denied the faith and worse than an infidel. He didn't say that law only go up to 18. He didn't say that. Didn't say that. Family. The oldest institution known to man. The one created by God. So when we see all these things happening out here, listen to me. I ain't saying that TikTok and drugs and all that stuff is good. What I'm telling you is that every bit of that didn't come from that. All that didn't come from that. Listen to me. Sin was here first. They were killing people before TikTok had them out there holding gasoline in the bags. That was happening before then. Listen to me. They were murdering long before they got a pistol. You hear me? Listen to me. I'm telling you what's happening. They were stealing and robbing way before they got high off crack cocaine. Now, we want to blame something and lay it away. We ain't going to never fix this problem. God put it straight to us, raise them up in household. And what that means is that you're going to have to do right. I refuse to put my children or any grandchildren into some type of private school. You know why? That's not reality. He's got to see, for him to understand the true essence of what God wanted him to do, what God got him to be, what God is for, is that he got to be in the same scenario I am to see a godless situation. You can't control his life forever. Sin is sin. It was here too. Trust me, from the beginning. First institution, family, Satan right there. You can believe that right there. As a Christian, you have got to accept that Satan is roaming to and fro. He's live and well. We want to call it everything but what it is. But our problem is that we've took or have taken the knowledge and the faith and the trust and the belief of God out of raising that child. So when you see him, he's 18 out there with his pistol and his drive-by blackout car bouncing up down the road. He's a long way from understanding that you have a life too, from a moral perspective. He's a long way from that. Ain't nobody in his life important ever told him that. You say, well, why are you sitting here hollering and screaming? But you got to be out of your rabbit mind to think that this world is looking good and everything is straight. You got to be, there's something wrong. You got teenage prostitution, drug running rabbit, young adults killing themselves. They don't even want to have any kids. And you saying TikTok is an issue. Huh? TikTok. What you doing in the house? When the last time you've been in church? When the last time you prayed with it? I know you're mad with it. But listen. I know y'all get tired here. I spent 27 years in the military. I was paratrooper for 23. I'm a sniper qualified. I'm an expert on the M16, the M4, and the 9mm pistol. I can lay claymores or any other explosive. I can destroy any type of vehicle out there with basic stuff. I can show you how to do all of that. That's what the Army got me for. That's what, Chief, go get him. That's what I do. Make no mistake about it. I don't teach any of my children what my profession was unless they have a need to know what happened at that time. Why? It's because with the unchecked mentality, that turns into an issue. That turns into an issue. I bought them all rifles. I took them out there to the farm and taught them all how to shoot. Every one of them at the exact same time. Taught them how to do. I don't have to lock my weapons up. They're locked, but I don't have to. They don't use them. They know what it's for. Why am I saying this? God charged me to raise my children. God charged me to be head of the family. God charged me to do his will. And I'm telling you, your will goes further than coming to church on Sunday morning. You've got to go back home. You've got to go to work. You've got to go to the grocery store. You have a responsibility to be the Christian the whole time. You have a responsibility to do the Christian the whole time. If we take that approach with our family, I can say, Joshua, go stay with Randy. I don't have to worry about Randy doing anything bad to it. I can say, Caleb, you go help Chad this week and do whatever. I can say, go over there to Mac House. I can say that they're friends just like me. They believe in the same God that I do. They raised them up the way that they should be. Not that they, now I ain't saying they won't do wrong. But I can say then I got a reference point. Son, this is where your life took its bad turn right here. And I can give you guidance on how to get back. I can be there for you and tell you about my pitfalls. My 17 years overseas, my time of pulling gun out, ready to shoot and kill out there on the battlefield. Let me tell you something. There's a whole lot more to being a family than just bringing home the bacon and frying it in the pan. There's a whole lot more to it. So when we look at the children, they are our future. That's why our future looks bleak, is because we ain't doing nothing with it. You don't. I told you they're with me now. Throw something you want to. We have to do our part as family. As family. And like, what was the last thing he said? How can any man who don't manage his own manage God's family? How can you do it? You come in here on Sunday, you want to be in charge. You as crooked as a snake. And then you want to know why. Well, my child got with a bad group. They do. But I have to ask myself. You know, and I talk to my kid. I ain't want you to think that. Listen to my kids, ain't nothing straight. They like all the other children. But listen to me. The first thing I ask them when they come in there, did you do it? I don't care how they say it. He hollered at me and told me, did you do it? Let's get this straight first. I got to understand that. Did you do it? Yes, sir. Okay, you done. You know, you're going down that road. I don't care how much you talk about wrong, it ain't never going to be right. The first thing you got to teach, that's wrong. Police pulled me over. What were you doing? I was just sitting here over here. Place closed up? Yeah. Why are you there? I just pulled. He done what we paying him to do. You at the man place and it's closed. What you doing there? You don't own the place. It ain't mine. Why are you there? Don't sit here and fall for the foolishness because it's your child. If we want to stop some of this madness that we got to start with what we're doing. Some of this stuff is how we raising him up. Some of this. I ain't saying all that. Some of this is family oriented. You hear me? We got to accept it. We got to accept it. And until we do that, you're going to stand here just like you say, I don't know why they do it. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Get in the Bible. I know why they're doing it. And I'm let me tell you something. The reason I know is because I did some of the craziness. See, that's something else you're going to have to do. You're going to have to come clean. You've got to come clean to your children. Huh? You can't be one of them do as I say and not as I do, parent, and not expect this thing to blow up on you. Sorry, family. I just wanted to bring that out because I hear a lot. Now, you know, I hear them on the phone. Let me say, we're doing, I think this is a great place. I think we're doing the right thing as we face it head on and put God in front of it and drive it. I think the church is a wonderful place. Let me also say, my brother down in Fayetteville, the one with cancer, he listened to the service. He said he loved it. He said he loved it. He's planning on coming up. I think we're doing a wonderful thing. Going out to the families and having service at the house and stuff, I think that's a wonderful thing. One of the things we used to teach in the military is ownership. You would take care of something better if you owned it. You should. If we own this family of God here and look after one another, we'll probably be better to each other than we just say, hey, and come on Sunday morning. If we fellowship, we can be what a family is supposed to be. And let me tell you something. You cannot be a Christian or retain salvation through correspondence. It don't work like that. You can't get no certificate in the mail. I sit there and I heard 45 radio sermons and I put my hand on the TV twice. I'm promoted tomorrow. I'm going to preach it. That ain't how it works. That ain't how it works. You got to come. We have to fellowship. We have to have each other morally in the same path. You can't, it don't work. You can't have three or four gods running around in your house. The god of marijuana, the god of my job, the god of the good-looking girl, or the god of the good-looking man. You're done. That's what you turn it into when you're worshiping that. We need to do better about bringing the family up in God's way. We can cut down on a whole lot of this stuff. We can worship God. And the reason why I tell you that is that when we come to Sunday worship, we are actually coming here to worship God supposedly in an obedient manner. Is that not right? Now, it help me now. So if you disobedient for 6 days and 22 hours and you come in here for 2 hours, does that make you obedient? No. That's right. No. You just shout it right out when you got an answer. No. We got to do better. We got to do better. I'm not pointing at anybody and say that's what I do. This is what I'm bringing my family. And if you catch mine, tell me. And I trust you to tell him. You have to. What it says, you don't want to be one caught denying the faith. I got the faith that he's going to do the right thing. That's what God's got here for. Your household. Raising your family. In order to be a straight church family, you need to be a straight home family. It don't work no other way. Men, I'm telling you, just because you're bigger than her, make more money than her, got this, that, and what, if you got that, some of you may not even have that. It don't make you 100% right. It's God's way. It's God's way. That don't mean bullying and beating on her. I know you say, well, this is the whole family. If you are having problems getting along with your wife and not doing this, that, the other, but you declaring you a Christian, you don't think you're going to have a problem here in the church? You don't think come on, that's the way you live. You come here for just 2 hours. That's the way you live. You got to surrender all this other stuff. You got to surrender. You got to let God order your steps. Not your best buddy. Not the TikTok people that, you know, bag of gas. A paper bag of gas. Charles, I'm serious. My question, I always look at and say, how many done it? That's scary. A paper bag of a gallon of gas. I challenge you to do that, Randy. Paper bag of gas. See how long you hold it. I didn't know you could pick it up and get it in the air. Family. Church. I went through this because, again, like I said, I see all this and I hear our young people's failing with what God's plan is for them to do. And I wonder, what was my part? Am I doing my part? Did I do what I'm supposed to do? You know, I'd love to say I could turn my child loose at 18 and don't have to say anything to it. But you still need guidance. I need guidance. I need guidance. There's room for all of us to learn. And when I'm looking at life and it's not going right for me, I need to come and lean on you. So I don't deviate and stay away. I need to come lean on you so I don't do nothing crazy with my family. I need to lean on you so I don't create another statistic in this world. I tell them, we tell them, I'm finna get off. I know y'all, I'm finna get off. I'm sorry. I tell them, listen to me. I'm never going to support what's wrong. Right, I'll help you to the end. But if it's wrong, we're going to get that first straight by the law. We're going to get that straight first. Not because I hate him, because I love my family. I love you all. And I think this is important as singing, Jesus loved me, this I know. You need to know what that means. You need to know what Christianity means. You need to know what your responsibilities are. You need to know that this world don't fix itself. You have a choice. And if somehow, sometime, things get to the point where it don't, that's the whole purpose of having that telephonic list. You call somebody here at the church or call one of us. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be able to fall in. And you should be able to charge me as being a good Christian example for you. You don't go ask another person in the gang how I need to treat my son. That's God's position. So when we are home and we see all this bad stuff on the TV and we to the point where we get so depressed we don't think we need to have life, let's remember who created life. Let's remember what the plan is. Let's remember what he said to us. Let's remember what's the first institution. You're supposed to be family from the start. You don't hurt family. If you're looking at life in any other way, if you feel that there's sometimes that you're not getting to where you need to be, you feel that the best way to handle this is something other than through God, then you know you're off the rails to start with. Call a church brother and see that he feels the same way you feel. Go see somebody. Check on one another. I appreciate being able to get up here and talk. Like I said, I want to teach and preach whatever is applicable to us. And I see this, and I got grandchildren, children, and all of them making decisions. They want to do the right thing. And they all, you know, they can kid. You know, when they come to Papa's house, I want to be what you got, Papa. I want to have that, or, you know, whatever you got going on. It don't just happen like that. And I'll never tell him, you need to do this at all costs to get that. No, sir. What's for you is for you. If you're walking in God's way, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you. That's how that works. So, thank you so much for this. If for some reason you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be, or you want to join the church, or you feel like maybe your family guidance and authorization is a little bit off track. We have very, very qualified men here that are capable and able. We have Curtis, our head. And we all been through some stuff. So if you need or desire to talk or make a change, we ask that you come now as we stand and sing.